Guidance for the body scan practice, lasting about 20 minutes. So coming to lie down in a clear space, checking we won't be disturbed for the next 20 minutes or so, and coming to rest on a comfortable blanket or mat or firm mattress with our head slightly supported by a pillow or folded towel so we can breathe easily. The hands simply resting by our side and the legs either stretched out straight or with the knees bent with the feet flat on the ground. Remembering this can help any discomfort in the lower back. And then coming to rest, stopping for a moment. Experiencing ourselves in this posture. And if we're choosing to do the practice sitting in a chair, making the adaptations to the instructions as we go along. So resting back, feeling the ground beneath us. So noticing the sense of the head touching the lift, the folded towel or pillow. The warmth or coolness of this contact. And where the shoulders and parts of the upper back come to rest on the ground. Perhaps parts of the arms resting on the ground. And then moving down the body, sensing where the pelvic area and the lower back rest on the mat or ground. The sense of contact, the texture of our clothing or the mat we are lying on. So the direct experience of this, the weight of the body falling down, the texture of our clothing, warmth or coolness, and how this is for the legs, where the legs touch the ground or the feet. And as we notice our posture, it's bringing to mind some of the helpful intentions for the practice that we spoke about in the class. The intention to bring a kindly and curious interest to our body and its sensations as we go through the practice. So not so much to relax the body or mind, but to practice the art of paying attention, bringing this careful and kindly attention to our body, and simply noticing what arises as sensations in our body. So the intention to be curious and open-minded and to simply bring this kind of non-judgmental open awareness to the whole body and its sensations as we go through. So beginning to notice that the body is breathing, breathing in, breathing out. Maybe noticing the air in the nostrils, or the chest, or the belly. Beginning to track this movement caused by breathing. So where do we feel this movement most clearly? Is it in the nostrils or chest or belly? Or perhaps even the back where it rests on the ground? So the in-breath, the out-breath. And in keeping with the whole of the practice, allowing our body to breathe as it wants to, not trying to control or moderate our breathing, but becoming curious about the way it changes all on its own, sometimes deeper, sometimes quicker. So this next breath, just noticing how it is for us. What sensations do we notice on the in and the out of this breath? And where is this breath clearest today as we practice? If possible, coming to a decision about the place that is clearest so we know where to come back to when we get lost in thoughts or feelings. Finding a place that we can refer to as the anchor of the practice, the place to come back to gently, clearly, again and again. Whether we're lost in thoughts or upset in some way, or just drifting, knowing we come back to this place and connect once again to the present moment, the breath moving. So bearing all of this in mind, we can then invite our attention, our interest, to move from the breath in this place, all the way down both legs to the feet. Rather like the spotlight of a torch beam, so that our attention comes to rest or play over the toes of both feet. Noticing in this quietness the sensations that may be there, tingling or warmth or coolness, perhaps even a sense of pulsing. Letting our attention move over the toes as if the beam of light were playing over them, the pads of the toes, the nails. So as we're breathing in and breathing out, we're paying attention gently and clearly to the toes, our toes, right now. What's happening there as we breathe? And then letting the beam of our attention, our interest, move into the rest of our feet, the soles and tops of the feet, the heels. The attention playing around the surface of the feet and peering into the interior of the feet, the bones and muscles and tendons. And noticing simply as best we can. We don't need to invent sensations or try to make them increase. Simply as we breathe in and breathe out, becoming curious about what is there. And if we find there is no sensation at all or very little sensation, then that is what we pay attention to, the sense of no sensation or little sensation in the feet, and how that is for us. So breathing out now, as a breath flows away, moving this spotlight of attention into the lower legs, ankles, calf muscles and shins. Taking our time to come to rest in this new part of the body. Left calf and right calf. Left shin bone and right shin bone. Perhaps noticing our clothing touching the skin or where the calf muscle rests, if it does, on the ground. And the sensations caused by this contact with clothing or ground. gently, clearly, bringing our curiosity to the lower legs as we breathe in, as we breathe out. And then on an outward breath, leaving this part and moving up, moving the torch beam of interest into the knees and thighs, left side and right side. Taking our time to arrive in this new part of the body. What sensations can we find here? Is it warmth or coolness, contact with ground, clothing, or simply a sense of the shape of this part of our body, the envelope of the skin? So paying attention as best we can in this moment as we breathe in to the thighs, and this moment as we breathe out to the thighs. And perhaps beginning to notice how, as we're going through this process, the mind has its own ideas of what to attend to. So the mind going off into dreaminess or planning thoughts, or thoughts full of emotion or feeling. And knowing that when we catch the mind doing this, we can bring a gentle curiosity to this very act of the mind drifting off, moving away. Becoming curious about this and knowing that if we want to, we can invite our attention back. Maybe back to a breath at the anchor place. Just taking our time to notice the breath, to return back into the moment, into the body, and from the anchor place returning to the thighs, the legs. For a moment we might like to extend the whole of our torch beam to play over both the left and the right leg in their entirety, the whole length of the legs as we rest here, breathing in, breathing out. Almost as if the breath could travel down into the legs and fill the legs right to the toes on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, the breath flowing back out again, back up through the body. And then as we breathe out next, if it feels okay, letting go of the legs and bringing the torch beam of our attention gently and clearly to the pelvic area, where it rests on the mat and how it curves around the pelvic bone, containing and holding the soft organs inside, this central part of our body. Perhaps noticing the breath, the echo of movement of the breath way down here in the pelvic area. Or noticing its warmth, gurgling. Or simply the sense of touch where this area touches the ground or clothing as we breathe in and breathe out. And breathing out, moving now the torch beam of our interest into the whole of the back as it rests on the ground. Whole width and length of the back in this breath moment. And then inviting our attention to move from the back, round the sides, to the front of the torso. So noticing perhaps sensations up near the collarbones, and the chest, the rib cage. Perhaps a sense of, as the breath comes in, a skin moving into the cloth, into our clothing. And as we breathe out, a kind of falling back away from the clothing. So becoming curious about some of these smaller sensations, the detail. Moment by moment, the unfolding flow of sensations in the chest, in the abdomen. Perhaps even noticing the heartbeat or gurglings from inside the abdomen. And if we choose, we could imagine the breath flowing into the whole of this shape of the torso, as if the breath could fill this space as we breathe in, and flow back out as we breathe out. This whole central part of our body, breathing in, breathing out, resting on the ground. And then, if it's okay, moving on, moving our torch beam of attention into the shoulder joints, left and right, and then down through the arms to the hands, to the fingertips, thumbs, palms, knuckles. And bringing that gentle but clear attention to the hands as we breathe. Warmth or tingling, pulsing. And into the wrists and lower arms. Elbows, and into the upper arms, the lifting muscles and shoulders. So scanning through the left arm, the right arm, just gently noticing sensations arising, changing in both arms as the breath comes in and goes out. These two arms, often very busy, now completely resting. And bringing that kindly attention to them. Noticing the sensations arising and passing in the skin, in the muscles. And just doing this as best we can, not struggling to do more, to find more, just simply bringing our attention to this part of our body. And as we breathe out, letting go of the arms now and moving into the last part of the body, the neck and the head, sensing where the head rests. Warmth or coolness in the scalp. The sense of the jaw and the lips and mouth. Perhaps there's even a sense of taste inside the mouth, or sense of the dampness or the hardness of the teeth. Noticing the skin around the cheeks and the nose. And at the nose, we might sense the movement of breath, the air flowing. Very fine, subtle sensations of the air moving into the nostrils and out. And then to the eyes and the whole area around the eyes and forehead. And sensations happening here. And remembering when we get lost in a dreaminess or thoughts, we can gently and clearly come back, perhaps to the breath in the anchor place, and then to the face, the head, the neck. In this breath moment, almost as if this space of the head were open and the breath could fill the whole shape of the skull, flowing around and coming back out as we breathe out. The face resting. And then extending, if we like, this metaphor of the breath filling the body into the whole of the rest of our body as it lies here. As if the breath could flow right in, right down to the fingertips and toes, and then flow back out again. And as we're doing this, as we're breathing and bringing attention to the whole body, allowing whatever's going on to be going on. So meeting our experience right now, just as it is, whether that be a dreaminess or a boredom or a sense of calm and contentment, as best we can, allowing this experience to be just as it is and breathing into the whole body and breathing out from the whole body. Letting ourselves be just as we are. Breathing. Gently and kindly attending, meeting ourselves in this moment. So giving ourselves all the time we need to come through and out of this practice, taking great care as we bring the practice to a close.